the grind schaira. The Rashi says iska pasha means business. As well other kroivim, your brother dies, so if you want to, don't do any business. If you want to, you're allowed to do. We had before, you know how to do business anyway. So the Rach says mashra means that they're chayvim.
In Allah it means even a dover ofud. It's a certain terms that you are allowed to do business. If you want, you could be mamayit.
Thank you. When your own parents are mayit, your father, your mother, then mamayit, even if they are chayvim, you should not have any business done during that time when you're sitting shiva. Akola meisim kulam rotsa choylet rotsa in choylet. If you want to, not only to rise kriya to rip your clothing, but as new Indian of choylet means to rip that your whole shoulder should be uncovered. That's called choylet. Rashi says rotsa choylet kseifai. We don't do that with man is there, but it's such an Indian that your whole shoulder should be uncovered, should be ripped. The clothing on your shoulder should be ripped. So akola meisim, if you want to, it's reshus, you could if you want to, not to. But alav of the alimai, when your father, your mother was meis, then the halacha is chaylitz. You would have to chaylitz, you would have to rip your clothing that your whole shoulders should be uncovered. O maise the godla dorecher. What's happened in a story with the godla dor? She meis oviv. And his father was meis. O bikesh lachlitz. He wanted to make a chalitz. That means he wanted chaylitz. He wanted to cut, rip his clothing and also cut by his shoulders. His shoulders should be uncovered without any clothing on it. Should be bare. O bikesh godla dor achash ima lachlitz. Another godlador that was sitting next to him also wanted to make a cholitz, also to cut by his shoulders, the clothing. Because of the other godlador, he did not do it. So Rashi, the one that was not veiled, the one that his parents, his father was made, he did not do it. For loy cholitz, mishum covered godlador shimoi, shebikat lachot gamu. It's a modern story. So, lechura, The other god, I don't know why the other god wanted to do it. The other god wasn't sitting shiva. But just then, the one god who saw the other god doing it, so Christ and Menachemim, he wanted to do it also. So in order that he shouldn't do it, he didn't do it either. And the Gemara explains now, Omar Abaya, god Lador, who was the god Lador that was really the Ovel? That was Rebbe. Rebbe's parents, one of his parents was Mace. God Lador Shima, who was his friend, that was the god Lador that was with him? Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. That's what some say. Vika the army, some say just the opposite. God Lador, who was the one that was really sitting shiva? That was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. And God Lador Shimoi, who was the God Lador with him? That was Rebbe. So Mar says, Vishlai Malaman the Yama, God Lador Shimoi, was Rebbe, Yizhaino de Nimno Vlecholitz. That's why it's good where Rabbi Yaakov did not make the cholitz, because they didn't want Rebbe to have to rip his, uncover his shoulders. Elo Laman the Yama, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. He was the second one, and there was Rebbe was the real Ovel. And Rebbe didn't want to rip now because if Yaakov Baracha wanted to, am I Nimno? Vulei Cholitz? How come? Why not? And Luchur Rebbe was greater than Rabbi Yaakov. So why did Rebbe stop? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi Hevi. Am I Nimno Vulei Cholitz? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi Hevi. For Kuliyama Machayev Lemichlet. That's a Kashesis. Elamando Rebbe Yaakov Baracha is a mind, so the nerds Rebbe really was the one that was Nifter. Rebbe's father was Nifter. So if so, a mind Nimnu, why didn't he do it for Cholitz? Rebbe's father was Shimon Gamliel. Nosi was a Nosi. For Kuliyama Machayev Lemechlitz. In such a case, when the Nosi is Mace, and Echnami, then the whole Klai Yisrael has to rise Kriya, not a regular Kriya, but you have to make a Cholitz. You have to uncover your shoulders also. So Kasha. If that was the way it was Rebbe's father that was Mace, then it's a kasha. If Rebbe's father was Mace, he was a Nosli, then the Locher is an Echnami. Everybody should have raised Kriya, and the Kriya should have been a Kriya to uncover your shoulders also. So Tosfos speaks out here, Mace of God Lechad, says, Ein ze Mace list, it's not a stira. Dode nimnum lecholud zeb of ne God lador shimai. Because really, when your father is mace, you're supposed to make this type of a kriya, to uncover your shoulders. But the reason why here he did not do it, was because since the next god wanted to do it also, so mishum covered of him, he didn't do it. But if it wouldn't have been for the other god, Lenachnami, the first one that was sitting shiva, he would have done it. But the mice, this cholot, we don't do with manazah. Right. Now, right, I call her Mason Kulam, Mistapil Yachalamajin. And when your brother, when your sister, when your son, your wife is nice, the din is shloishim. So for 30 days, no, I'll take a haircut. But after 30 days, then you can take a haircut. Alava v'alimoy, somebody who's sitting shiva for his own father, for his own mother, then Allah riz, you have to sit like avelas for yud beis chodesh, sends a new shear. Then you can't take a haircut at she'igah b'chaveroy, until the hair grows so long that your friends like yell at you and tell you, you don't look nice, take a haircut. But you have to wait more than just 30 days. It has to be that the hair grows very long, that people can't take it like they start yelling at you, it's too long. Rashi says, your hair is too long. When it doesn't look nice anymore, your hair is too long, that's the time when you're allowed to take a haircut. It's a big shal exactly how long this is. Some say it's 2 months, some say 3 months. It's a shal exactly, some say after 30 days, a little bit more. It's a shal exactly what's called yigro b'chaveroy. It's also a shal if it depends upon you. Let's say you didn't take a haircut for 30 days before, and now someone is made, so vice by you, right now you look terrible. Or is it din tak and everybody? Oh, these are shalos nalach, exactly how you do it. It's more than just 30 days. Again, but somebody else's mace, the other kroivim, your wife, your brother, your sister, your son, so didn't shleishim. After shleishim, you're ice oval, you have no medin, you're allowed to go to simchas. Somebody sitting shiva for his own father, for his own mother, then la'acha yud beis chodesh. He has to wait for 12 months, but during yud beis chodesh, he doesn't go to any simchas. Here the avilas continues on for 12 months. And Omar Rabba Barbachono l'simchas mereis.
The Pashid is saying this type of a simcha that you have, like Rashi says, just the friends get together, it's not a big chasnum, that's mutter even tech shloshim. Even in the middle of Lamed, still you're allowed to make a sudas mereim, just your friends getting together, that is mutter. So in this Gemara, you have the kasha, meisvei have a kasha, it says clearly, ule simcha le mereis lamed yoim, that to go to a simcha good, that means a chasana, of huadim le mereis, just to have a party, a friendly party between your friends. It's also also all 30 days. So how could you say a sudas mereim is mutter ter shloshim yoim? So my first is kasha, nechlam, it's a good kasha. A meimar learned like this, that Omar Rabba Baba Chono, ule simchas mereyus mutter likonis liyalter. You know, if it's a friendly party, just the friends getting together, you're allowed to have it right away, right after sitting shiva, even ter shloshim, you're allowed to make this type of a party. Aye, the question is, Votani will not like that, that lesimcha shleishim ulamarei shleishim, that to go to a chasna or else even to go to a party between your friends also, you would have to wait 30 days even for regular avelis, not only by your father. By regular avelis also, the first 30 days it's also. So the Marin says, like Kasha, there's no steer here. Ho biarusoso, ho biparanuso. So Rashi explains like this. Biarusoso means the first time you're making the party. In other words, it was like a cycle. Let's say like 10 friends got together, and every Mitzvah Shabbos, each one made a party. So if you're the first one now to make the party, when you Ter Shleishim, it's Tak Osir. Even for Shah Krovim, Shah Shleishim, it's Osir. Ter Shleishim, it's Osir. However, if all the other friends made the party already, and now it's your time to pay back to make the party, then you're allowed to make the party even Ter Shleishim. That's called Leprona Yosa. To pay back for what you have to, then you're allowed to do it even Ter Shleishim. Therefore, there's no stira. Alright, turn over.
If you want to be the first one out to make the party, you have to wait till after 30 to make it. But if the other people made it already, and now it's your turn to make it, like to pay them back for what they did, then you're allowed to do it back, even during the Shleishim, you're allowed to do it also.
But right,
Kol ha-meisim kulon kareya tefach. When a meis, or your brother, or your sister, your son, you have to kareya tefach. You have to rip your clothing one tefach. You have to rip more than a tefach until you uncover your lave, you can see it till your heart. So we'll soon see. It doesn't mean the undershirt you don't have to rip. And what then the meaning is not to rip the tzitzis either. A kofar means even your shirt also you have to rip. It's not enough just to rip your jacket, but for your parents you have to rip also your shirt also. Omer Abavua, my crow, where's the pasuk for this, that you have to rip until you see your heart? The pasuk says, "Vayichazeik David bevgodov, vayikorim," that he held on to the begodim and he ripped him. Now, v'yein achiza pochas v'tevach. Hold on to something, grip something, that's at least a tefach. That's the mocker, at least, I'll call upon him to rip a tefach, or kri has to be at least a tefach. That's a little 4 inches. Akol ha-meisim kulon afilu lovesh asara chalukin. On a regular mace, again, your brother, your sister, your son, even if you're wearing 10 clothing, one on top of another, ain't a kuroya ella elyon. The locker is the only one you have to rip is your top one. Wearing your jacket, the top one, the jacket that you have to rip and not your shirt. By shankin, I love of yalimai, when you're sitting shiva for your father, for your mother, then the locker is kareyas kulon. Like we had before, you have to rip all your clothing until you get to your leg, until you get to the heart. The apir krusai, the apir ksosai, ain't a makevis. But like your undershirt, the shirt you wear for the sweat, that's not makev, that you don't have to rip. Rashi's means shal roishai, ain't a makevis, claimar, ain't a tzorach l'kareya. Some say it goes as shal roishai, means what the yarmulke you're wearing. Other people say it means your sweatshirt. That's on your body, that's near your body, that you don't have to rip. Echor ish v'echor isha. Even an isha also has a chiyuv to rip a begodim. Rashi chayov on the kruya. When an isha is sitting shiva for a father, for a brother, a sister, she also has to rip her clothing. Rav Shimon ben Elazar weimer. Ho isha kera ses atachtoin. First isha rips her underclothing. Now it's in order to atznius, you don't go rip straight through. So first she rips the bottom clothing. U'machziros li'achare. She turns it back on the back. Then v'chazeres v'kera ses helyen. Then she rips the top clothing. The kids are still sneer, she can't see through. Because when she turned the underclothing around, so when she rips the top clothing, now you don't see straight through the body, because the other part of the clothing is still there. Drashi Isha means Shemesa Viyo Imoi, that even when her parents are mates, so the lucky you have to be Korea, your top and your underclothing, not your undershirt, but your underclothing also, is Karas Choloka Techta Tachta Mishum Snias. Mishum Snias, that's the way she should rip her clothing. First she rips the under, and then she turns it around, and then she rips the top. And like this, the under one is covering up her lave, so this new year she's not uncovered. Alkola mesim kulon, rotsa mavdil, kome sofa shaloi, rotsa in a mavdil. You don't have to rip the hem near your neck. The collar. You don't have to rip the collar if you don't want to. Rashi, rotsa mavdil, kome sofa. Sheino b'sofa shlefnei atzavar, the rim around your neck by the collar. Ela kami sofa shlefnei atzavar, shene kareya v'kareya tachteho, sheye nira kara. You don't have to rip like the collar itself. You can start ripping from the bottom part of the shirt as long as you can see the kareya. Ma shein kein alova v'alimoi mavdil. For your father, for your mother, then you're supposed to cut even the collar. The cut should start all the way on top by the collar near the neck. That's where the cut should start. Rashi says she nira kara. The Rosh has a big kriya, so you should be able to see it. Then you need to start even up from by your neck, from the collar. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, kol kriya sheinu mavdo kam misofa shaloi einu ela kara shatiflus. See, Yargazin says no. Every kriya has to be that way. Every kriya you also have to rip like by the collar. Otherwise, it's not called a kriya. Rashi kara shatiflus kleimar loyoti de kriya namakayin the mitzvah kriya. Lefidanira the base saver huakul. He holds base saver by the neck, the collar. That's where everybody looks. That's where everybody sees. That's the ikka mitzvah kriya, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omri Rabbi Yehuda, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that he holds? The main part of the kriya is by the collar, by the neck. The chesiv the pasuk says vayechazek the begodav vayikorim l'shnayim. He grabbed the hold of the begodav and he ripped it into two. Korim, it says he ripped it, Mimashma Shinema Vayikorim. Any Yudai Yashen Lishnayim, if he said he ripped his clothing, so we know it's in two pieces now. What does it have to say Lishnayim for? El Shanirim Kruyim Kishnayim. That looks like it's ripped into two, means by the collar, by the neck, that's where it's clearly nicker, everybody can see it, that it looks like it's in two. Akola Mesim Kulon Shoylel Liachashiva. You rip your clothing for your brother, for your sister, after you sit shiva, you could sew it up. Sherla liyacha shiva. O ma'acha, but to mend it, to make it back perfectly, liyacha shloshim. First do it after 30 days. From 7 till 30, you could sew it, but not permanently, not a good stitch, just keep it together. But after shloshim, then you let a mamash put it mended back together again. If you rip your clothing because you're sitting shiva for your father or for your mother, the lacher is shelo liyachalamet. After 30 days, then you can sew up this what you ripped, but not a good mending. And you're never allowed to mend it back together well. You can't give it to the weaver to weave it well. You can never do that. Loilam, it has to be that way. When she's sitting shiva after she ripped the clothing, right away she could sew it back again in a normal way. Mishum kvoida. Kiyosi rov in Amr Rav Yechanan. Kol ha meisim and all the meisim rotsa kareya biyad rotsa kareya bekli. If you want, you could rise kareya just with your hands. Grab a hold of your shirt and just rip it. Grab a hold of your jacket and just rip it. If you want, you could use a knife. You could use a knife also. You have to use your hands. It's a bigger kriya. It shows more the need of avelis. You feel more sorrow if you're ripping it with your own hands. So we do usually is that they use a knife to start the kriya, but then you hold it with your hands and you rip it down. Supposed to do biyad, you're supposed to rip it with your hands. The Yom Rebbe Chia Baraba, Yom Rebbe Yechanan. Kol ha-meisim on the other five meisim, kula mibifnim. You let a rice kriya inside, privately. But when you're sitting shiva for your father, it should be outside, means barabim. Rashi kareim mifnim. Rashi says tachas hamakturin shaloi shen kareim mechutz leinakil. To be underneath your coat, you could rip. Not everybody has to see it. But when you're doing it for your parents, then it has to be in front of everybody. Has to be able to see the way you're ripping it. Shouldn't be wearing anything on top of it to cover it up. Omer Rav Chizda, v'chein l'nosi. Same thing, if a nosi is mace, also kareim v'machutz, before we had a nosi, the president or the rosh is mace, everybody has to rise kriya, and the kriya should be outside, everybody should see it. Mace v'yavakasha, loy hushvu li'ovu v'li'imoy, that a nosi is not like a pair of, where their father is mace, your mother is mace, elo li'ichu b'vad, only to mending it back completely, that just like when your parents are mace, and you rise kriya for your parents, even after Shleishim, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The same thing on Nasi, also you shouldn't mend it back together. My love, afilu l'nasi, it means even for Nasi also, that this is the only way it's daima, but other ways not. So Mashma doesn't have to be b'chutz. So Rashi says, lo yushvu rabbi v'yavbezna v'nasi, chol hanach n'toni masnisa li'ovu l'imoy, el li'ichuy, shei mes'achim li'erlem. That's all. All these people have the same halach, like when you rip kriya for your parents, that after you rip it, you can't sew it back, mend it back well, loylam. But for other special halachas, you have when your parents are mace. The moshe, you have to rip it outside, that is not by the other, by the nosi. So chur tzakasha. So Gemara says, loy labar minosi. That we say loy hushvu means the other, the avbezdin, by the other people, rabbi, they don't have this halacha to rip kriya mibachutz. It's only derma to the father, the guy you can't mend it back together again. But by the nasi, when the nasi is mace, the president, the rosh, when he's mace, then the kri is also mibachutz on the outside, people have to see it, the same way you rip your clothing when your own father or mother is mace. The moron. Lolabam and nasi. Nasiya. Your nasiya shachif, when the nasi is mace, is omalei Rav Chizda, Kofi asisa v'kumalo, like turn over the asisa, Rashi hofuch hamachteshes. Turn over the mortar, the machteshes, the chopping stone. V'kumalo, stand up on top of it. V'ach v'kri li'alma, as if to say, make a good kri in front of everybody, let everybody see it. Like the loch, like we had before. That when a nasi is mace, when you rise kriya for the nasi, it should be done openly that everybody should see your rice in kriya. Just like by your father, it should be mabachutz, who are then by nasi also, it should be openly, everybody should see it. Al chochom chelitz mimin. If a chochom is mace and you want to rise kriya, Rashi says chochom means lemuna alir. Shemavak shimimenu ayru. You have the poisuk or the rub of the city is mace. So lochur, everybody's supposed to rise kriya, but you do a miyamin. You rise on cholitz miyamin. So Rashi keter miyamin. That you're supposed to uncover your shoulders, your right shoulder. Al av bezdin mismuel. If the av bezdin is mace, then you only do your left shoulder. Al nosi, when the nosi is mace, mikan and mikan. Both shoulders should be uncovered. Your right and your left. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? Chochem Shemes. If a Chochem is Mace, is based Medrash Bottle. And his base Medrash Akopon is not supposed to learn. Join Shiva, the 7 days of Shiva, the base Medrash is Bottle Drashi Oysen Shredidal Luma Terabim Mipiv. The Tamidim that learned when the Rosh Shiva is Mace, so the base Medrash should be Bottle, those 7 days they should not be learning in the base Medrash. Base Medrash Bottle. Av Bezdin Shemes, Kol Bottle Medrash Shaviroi Betalim. Av Bezdin is the head of the whole city, so in all the Bottle Medrash of the city has Bottle during those 7 days. When they chnosen the Beis HaKnesses, and they leave the Beis HaMedrash, they go into the Beis HaKnesses. Or Mishan and Es Mekoyman, everybody has to change their seats also. Ha Yoshvim Betzofa and Yoshvim Bedorim. People that normally sat on the south, east side, on the north side, now sits on the south side. Ha Yoshvim Bedorim on the south side is Yoshvim Betzofa now on the north side. Nosi Shemes. Nosi is the highest person in Klal Yisrael, like the king, the melech, or the president. The Nosi is bought in Midrashas, Kulam Betalin. All the Bottom of Jerusalem are bottled in Klal Yisrael. All Bottom of Knesset, all B'nai HaKnesses, Nichnosen Lebeis HaKnesses, the people now coming to Shul, the Koirin Shiva, they Koirin